What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of the Listen Bitch podcast. Make sure you are subscribed so you do not miss an episode. I am here Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Eastern. You can find me on TikTok. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook support group where I post a journal prompt Monday through Friday every day. So make sure you're in the biz, and the price, you have a little pay to play here. Okay. So the podcast is free. You're not going to have to listen to commercials, but you do got to share this bitch. You do need to subscribe and you do need to leave a review. I appreciate it. I appreciate it so much. I get a lot of emails. Okay. And I love that. I do. I get, you guys are sharing posts. You're like, check this out. But I'm telling you, reviews are going to be what kicks this up a notch. So I need you to leave a review. Okay. So let's jump into it today. I want to talk about just some negative consequences, okay? Physical and mental of what's happening in our lives if we are not making ourselves a priority. Okay. Potential outcomes of neglecting self-care. That's what we're going to talk about. All right. You're going to be physically exhausted. So if you experience any of these things, stay tuned in the podcast because I'm going to give you 6 steps to taking care of yourself. Okay. To really just focusing on your needs. Okay. Exhaustion, neglecting your physical health is going to lead to exhaustion, 100% fatigue, burnout. You're going to struggle to maintain your energy levels. And guess what happens when you do this? Okay. You are prone to getting sick. Tell me that you've not known people that are always like going, 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 going. Okay. 100 miles an hour every single day. Those are the people that end up getting sick. They get burnt out and then sickness brings them down. Okay. Your body talks to you. And I've learned to listen. Bitch, trust me. Those days, my body's like, bitch, we are not getting out of bed today. I'm like, hell yeah. Like, I'm there for that. I'm ready for that. But I've stepped into that feminine energy where I understand, like, I'm not going to beat myself up for this. I've been going, going, going. I need a breather, right? Like, tons of weight lifted off my body. When I met with the accountant today, I'm just like, boom, like I feel really good. So I'm going to decompress. I'm going to de-stress. I'm going to take care of myself and just get back to the basics. Okay. You've got to take care of your body. It's going to tell you when you're tired, you have to listen. Okay. You're going to have mental issues, literally. And if you're going to ignore your mental health needs, you're going to have increased stress. Your anxiety is going to skyrocket and you're going to sink into a depression. Okay. Everybody struggles with low self-esteem, but we can combat this if we're taking care of ourselves. Okay. Everybody struggles with that little questioning who they are, how powerful they are. That's it. Okay. And we have those negative thoughts. Learning to do self-care is going to combat that. Okay. You're going to have decreased productivity. If you're not doing the things, there's something going on. Okay. And it's not because you're lazy. Everybody's like, because I'm lazy. No, there's like a missed communication in your brain between your brain and your heart coherence. There is something that is not getting communicated. We have to face that. Okay. But when you neglect self-care, you're going to find it hard to concentrate. You're going to find it hard to stay self-motivated. Okay. Your productivity is going to suffer and you're going to struggle to complete any task. That's what happens. You guys realize, like, anytime you've been on a plane, you know, this bitch is up there saying, put on your mask before you help other people, because that is a life lesson. And it's, as moms, somewhere between the point of pregnancy and actually giving birth, we miss the mark. Okay. Because during pregnancy, you know, you have to take care of yourself because that's what prepares you as a mother. That's what keeps your baby healthy. So we focus on different things, like where, you know, we're not drinking alcohol, we're not smoking cigarettes, we're not, you know, eating sushi every single fucking day. Like, we're doing things to be consciously aware that we have a life growing inside of us. Okay. But that doesn't mean when the life is separated from your body that all of a sudden you neglect that self-care, because mama, I promise you, put yourself first. You're going to be a better mom, 100%. Okay. And this is what happens if we are neglecting self-care. It's going to fuck up your relationships, 100%. You're going to become irritable. You're going to be impatient. You're going to be distant. And it makes it harder to connect with the people that you love. Okay. You end up just separating yourself even from your literal, like your current household. Okay. It's going to set you apart, miles apart. You're going to feel used and abused, literally. And you're going to start holding and harboring resentment because you're doing all of this shit for your family. And what do they do for you? Because you have this expectation. Bitch, you have to take care of yourself because no one else is going to take care of you. 100%. No one is coming to save you. You have to save yourself. It's not a matter of like, fuck this, I'm taking care of my kids, so they better take care of me. No, you take care of them so they become independent heroes where they're going to take responsibility for their own actions and be able to produce kids that are going to do the same thing. That's it. Okay. Your quality of life. If you do not give in to self-care, you're going to have a decreased quality of life. You're going to feel less fulfilled. You're not going to experience happiness and you're not going to enjoy the things you love. Okay. It is so important to prioritize self-care. It has to be a regular part of your routine to prevent these negative outcomes. Okay. This is how we maintain physical and mental well-being, right? People always talk about balance. And some days I think balance is bullshit. Okay. There's always going to be some point in your life that's getting more than the other parts of your life, but you have to stay constantly aware in the present moment of like what needs me now. And I think that has been a big awakening for me of just like, it's not about balance. It's not about a work, life, love, mom, wife balance. It is being in the present moment and being able to energetically connect to who needs me right now. Who needs me right now? What do I need to be doing? Right? What can wait? What can go on the back burner? And did I fill my cup up enough to be there for my family? And that is my number one. It's a flaw of mine. If I wake up late and stuff is just scrambled and I don't start my day how I want, I feel like it's so easy for me to start becoming that person that's reactive and snappy. And yes, if you guys tune into my podcast, you hear me talk about microdose Monday, but I don't just microdose on Mondays, bitch. Okay. This is a 4-day a week process for me. And it's something that helps me stay present and aware so that I can, you know, nurture what needs my attention in the current moment. Who needs me? What needs me? Where does my energy need to go? And if you're staying present, that's balance, just being in that moment. Okay. So let's jump into 6 steps to self-care because, bitch, you are not obligated to be who you were. Let's create a whole new you. Like, this is new. This is a season of new beginnings. I mean, spring is almost here. Why not start now? Okay. We don't give a fuck about January. Okay. January, half of us are still stuck in the snow and it's cold and like, we're not going to give in to, you know, the commercialized resolutions and all the promises that we end up breaking to ourselves. I'm talking about right now. Okay. Just in this moment right now, just breathing in this moment, just looking outside, seeing the sky, looking at the sun, looking at nature, looking at your loved ones. It's time. And the world is fucking busy. Our lives are busy. Finding time for self-care, this is a challenge. I get it. But it is important for keeping you healthy and strong. And I'm talking physical, mental, spiritual. That's it. Are you uncertain about where to start? Like, do you not know how to fit in the things you need into a routine? Okay. Let's see if I can help you with that. What is self-care? Okay. Self-care is the practice of taking time to look after yourself, your physical, your emotional, your mental and spiritual well-being. And it's going to look different for everyone. What I do is not the same for you. I give you tips, but bitch, you have to keep going. You have to do the work to find your path. The good news is that incorporating self-care into your life does not have to be difficult. It is not. How do we benefit from self-care? Okay. When we're living in a world where employees are expected to work thousands of hours and give up their free time and dedicate themselves to work like you live to work, this comes with negative repercussions. Okay. And it's not just businesses that do this. I see MLMs doing this, like the no sleep fucking, you know, masculine energy bullshit of like team no sleep. I hate that. It's toxic and fuck you. Okay. This is the risk of burnout, and burnout leaves you feeling anxious. It leaves you feeling stressed and depressed, and it just makes you want to give up. Okay. And it has a detrimental impact on your physical health. But that's why the self-care is important. Okay. To prevent you from getting to the stage. Okay. We set our boundaries. We set our boundaries. Setting a boundary and committing to self-care is going to reduce your stress and anxiety. 100%. It has a positive impact on your well-being, not to mention the productivity. You're going to do a lot more when you are full and energized, when you're feeling whole, okay, this improves your physical health. Because if you're going to live in that burnout, your fucking flight or flight response is going to be going crazy, crazy. You're going to be on all the time, acting like you have to go fight a fucking dinosaur and they're not here now. You're good. You're safe, bitch. We're not cavemen having to fight for our food. You literally just drive to the grocery store, okay? Think about what your ancestors had to do to be able to eat, okay? That's not your life anymore. Not now, anyway. Who knows where we're going? But I'm saying in this present moment, that's where you are. So you're going to reduce your risk of a freaking heart attack, okay? You're going to reduce the risk of having a stroke, and you're going to fight off issues of cancer. You give in to the poisons of your life, the emotional toxins that's making you sick. I'd be more worried about how you feel emotionally than the food or the chemicals that you're worried about causing cancer. Honest to God, it's your emotions that are fucking you up 100%, okay? It's going to improve your concentration if you're caring about self-care. Neglecting your own well-being and happiness, it reduces productivity. You're not going to do shit. When you implement self-care, you find that your ability to focus in, it's increasing. And then it offers benefits for you and anyone else in your life. So we see the benefits of it. We see what happens if we don't have it. So how the fuck do you incorporate this into your life? Okay. Pencil it in. Bitch, pen to paper. Okay. Yes, I'm the person that posts journal prompts every single day, because if you're not writing it down, you're a clown. That's the saying for today. If you're not writing it down, you're a clown. You have to treat your self-care time as a priority. Put it in your schedule, in your journal, whatever it takes, and you're not allowed to skip it. It has to be a non-negotiable priority, okay? Find what you like. Self-care doesn't have to be bubble baths. That's not my thing, okay? In fact, I'm literally telling myself, look, I need to get myself in on these detox baths, right? Where we're doing the Epsom salt and the baking soda. I need to do it for my kids too. I know that. But like sitting in a bath is not, it's never been my thing, 100%, okay? I find other ways for self-care. Like meditation is super easy for me. Just even makeup, all right? Putting on my makeup when I'm not trying to record a video for social media and I'm just doing my makeup, it is an artistic expression, and that is self-care for me. Like I'm feeling like I'm being nurtured. I'm letting my expression come out. I'm being able to, you know, just put out my energy artistically, 100%. Okay. You could tell my mood, how my makeup is. And if you know me, then you know me. And if you don't, you can learn a lot from it. But you've got to find something. Okay. It doesn't have to be the bubble bath, but it has to be something. Find something that you like, and you have to get comfortable with no. It can be easy to say yes to everything, 100%, whether you feel obligated, or the, you know, good old fashioned fear of missing out. Okay. FOMO. This helps us become overwhelmed. And this is where we become exhausted. You have to get comfortable with saying no, okay? You are not responsible for how other people feel. This is one of the things about my husband. God, I love him. But like, this is one of the things that drives me crazy. And he hasn't been able to process this still, where he will say yes to something that he wants to say no to because he doesn't want to hurt someone's feelings, okay? Drives me bananas. Like, he is not responsible for anyone's feelings. He's responsible for how he feels and his energy and his moment, right? We do not say yes to people to not hurt their feelings. We are not here living this life for other people. They're responsible for their own shit. If your feelings get hurt, that's the fuck on you. Like, don't take shit personal. He doesn't want to go because he doesn't feel like it. He's exhausted. He's, you know, he's working full time. He's got a full time family. And then, you know, a highly energetic wife who is also draining him from all the things. Like, no can be fucking no, and you don't have to take it personal, okay? Don't say no because you're afraid of hurting people's feelings. You've got to get comfortable saying this. You are not obligated to be there for anyone at any time, 100%. You don't owe anybody shit. So give yourself permission to say no. And you do it kindly. You don't have to be a dick, okay? You don't have to be a dick. Something else that's really important for me, and I've tested that a lot. Like, a couple of weeks ago was my son's spring break. We stayed up all night watching scary movies, and I paid the price. I was not okay. Microdosing or not, I was not okay. You have to get your sleep. It's essential for your body. So do not skip on the Z's, 100%. Sleep is vital. It's vital to every aspect of your life. And I don't give a fuck if you feel like it or not. You've got to move your body. Schedule time into your week to move your body, okay? You're literally going to get endorphins exploding that are going to help your body look and feel its best. You're going to have a glow. You will feel amazing and people will see that energy. Okay. And the dumbest thing I'm going to say to you guys, because you know this already, eat properly. It sounds obvious, but you have to feel your body, okay? I see these bitches out here, especially like in my weight loss group, okay? Posting fucking macaroni and cheese on a plate with tortillas and a slice of bread and a bunch of beans. And I'm like, what the actual fuck is happening right now? That is not going to make you feel good. And then people are just like, I don't understand why I'm not losing weight. You've got to protein the fuck up, okay? Protein should be the main focus of your entire plate. 100%. I mean, you should be getting at least 90 grams of protein. That's least, okay? I'm telling you, like, the fucking barely showing up, you're getting a D in class, okay? 90 grams of protein, I'll give you a D. I'll give you a D. It's not an F, but like, bitch, you're getting a D, okay? Eat your protein. If you have to meal plan, prep in advance, do whatever you can. And then outside of that protein, fucking fruit and vegetables, raw food, okay? Raw food. And I'm not talking about, you know, manufactured broccoli and shit. I'm talking, find some real ass vegetables that are from the ground, just with still dirt on it. Okay. I don't give a fuck, but your body is going to love you for it. Creating a self-care routine should not be an obstacle. This has to be your priority. Okay. This is your homework. I want you to literally journal about what your self-care routine is. Because when I have face-to-face conversations, people are like, oh, I have a self-care routine. Do you though? Do you? Because if we go through the six steps I just went through, are you saying no to people? Are you moving your body? Are you eating properly? Go through it. Because you can only be your best self to other people when you have taken care of your needs first. That's it. Bitch, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I love you.